Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. Hey everyone, it is that time of year where most cyber security companies are putting out their top predictions for the upcoming year. If you're listening to this podcast, I think you would agree that most of those predictions are garbage. They're pretty fluffy and actually really don't say much. There's a couple decent ones out there, but I think they're few and far between. So in an effort to save security's good name, here are my top five predictions for this upcoming year. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics, from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos. So here are my top five security predictions for this upcoming year. My first prediction is that people will realize that security orchestration and automation response technology, commonly referred to as SOAR technologies, is not the security savior that everyone thinks it is. In fact, I'd be so bold as to say that it actually hinders the security industry by forcing security professionals to become distracted from doing the core and foundational security work that is part of everybody's job. Let's face it, security takes work. That's plain and simple. You can't change it. You have to eat some crap and grind it out. That's the job that we signed up for, and there's no easy button for this. Well, people are spending the year trying to figure out what to automate. They'll only get to December with little to show and a year wasted. I often see SOAR technologies being sold as the end-all be-all to security talent shortcomings. And I often hear folks say, no staff, no problems, just buy the solution and we'll solve it for you. This is BS. In my experience, most companies don't have good security practices. And what happens when you automate processes? You break the process more times and faster. Additionally, fundamental thing that SOAR is missing is that security as a responsibility within an organization is often distributed within the organization, meaning it's not one team, rather it's a bunch of teams doing their part of security. The issue in corporate is that those departments do not allow another group to dictate automatic configurations of technology that they are responsible for. Lastly, folks are still trying to figure out security, never mind automate it. Security teams still need to figure out and fundamentally understand the tedious parts of security before they can automate anything. And unfortunately, most people don't know what they don't know. My second prediction is that network visibility becomes an important thing. Yeah, I know this one's been around for a while, but I think this is the year that it actually picks up some momentum. With distributed networks and IoT starting to blow up, I think folks will finally start to realize that you can't secure what you can't see and finally own up to needing a solution that provides central visibility to all devices with an internet connection. To date, I think this has been a bit of a luxury to have this level of visibility, but I also think that folks have tried to cobble together makeshift or homegrown solutions to try to get this level of visibility across their network. So I think this year we'll see folks start to own it. My third prediction is that blockchain will become commoditized. So come on, let's face it. There's a ton of folks out there trying to tout how smart they are with what innovative blockchain solutions that they can come up with. Honestly, there's so many people trying to do this. And if someone can find a useful use case, then I foresee this becoming as commoditized as asymmetric and symmetric encryption in how it's used for data protection. In other words, if someone can do something worthwhile, come up with a valuable use case, then I see it becoming table stakes and no one will really care anymore. My fourth prediction, and it's probably slightly controversial, is that I believe that scan jockeys will be identified this year. Contrary to what I hear every single week, a vulnerability scan is not a penetration test. In the industry, we call these folks who run a vulnerability scan and pass it off as a penetration test as a scan jockey. These are the folks who really don't know how to pen test, so they choose a vulnerability scanner, run a scan, and hope that no one knows the difference. Now, don't get me wrong, I think a vulnerability scan has a very valid use within security, and I do believe that most organizations should be running their own vulnerability scans. My issue is people faking to be penetration testers. I do see folks with industry becoming more educated in the difference between these two types of tests, and I think later this calendar year, more scan jockeys will have a harder time in security as penetration testers, and the people who actually spend time practicing their craft will start to get credit for it. My fifth and final prediction for this year is that more security tools will be open sourced. For folks within security, and I mean really into security, you know there's a counterculture that comes with being in security. It's about breaking the rules, it's about having your own operating code, but it's also very collaborative and caring. As this movement grows, more of the homegrown tools will be published and freely downloaded for use. If this doesn't happen this year, I think we'll see more of it in the coming years, and it's going to materially shape the security technology that we use within our industry today. I have a lot more predictions than five, but I'm going to cut it off here to prevent pointless rambling, so I'll catch you later. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.